Welcome to our fourth audio blog. Today is Monday, July 7th, and I'm Eli Boston of Bowdoin College, joined today by Fred the Bugmaster of Laval University. The excavations have been progressing well at all four sites, and yesterday we had our first day off, so about half of us took the opportunity to hike up the riverbed to the top of the mountain back behind our camp. And got a wonderful view of the whole sound, and we were at a pretty good height. We were able to see that the cliffs immediately behind our site are actually rather dwarfed by the mountain we went up. It also gave us a good chance to see the ice across to Ellesmere, and it looks like at the moment there is no open water in sight. So it looks like the ice in our town for quite a while. The weather so far is pretty good, but we're forecast for some possible rain or snow tomorrow, so things could change. Joining me today is Fred Dussault. He's an archaeoentomologist of Laval University, and also, more importantly, he's a gourmet chef and a pastry chef, and yes, ladies, he's single. Fred will tell us a little about archaeoentomology, some of the methods he's using here, and how they help our understanding of the excavations. So here's Fred.
Make it simple. Archaeoentomology is the study of insect remains found in the archaeological digging right on the site. Those samples will help us understand the environment that was when it was occupied by the humans. The methods I'm using right now are I set up some traps on the terrain to make a collection of the insect living around the site. I set up some pitfall traps and some interception traps. So by collecting the bugs that are living here right now, I could compare them with the samples and find any resemblance and help me in the identification.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Fred. That'll do it for today's audio blog. Thank you.